This is KYUK Public Radio for the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. I'm Evan Erickson. Wayne Morgan of ANIAC says he's been mulling over the idea of serving on the Alaska legislature for years, but his life has been dedicated to public service. He's running as an independent to replace Alaska's longest-serving state legislator, Senator Lyman Hoffman, representing Senate District S. Morgan has served on an alphabet soup of state and tribal boards, commissions, and committees on the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta, from education and healthcare to economic development and fisheries. He spent more than a dozen years as board president of the regional Kuspuk School District, and he's the current board president of the Association of Village Council Presidents Regional Housing Authority. Morgan has served as ANIAC's traditional chief for the past 16 years, and he's coached high school basketball in the community for nearly three decades. Morgan spoke to KYUK from ANIAC about what he can bring to Senate District S if elected next fall. This interview has been edited for clarity and length. What are your thoughts on maintaining Senator Lyman Hoffman's legacy in the legislature versus forging a new path for your district if elected?
I would say build on that legacy with just coming in, you know, being, yes, I would be new, but not new to politics. My past experiences, you know, with numerous boards that I have been on, let's say schools, right? Our schools continuing and supporting school capital improvement projects, you know, that need greatly needed within our aging schools. Also, new school construction, which Mr. Hoffman was very successful in our region, is to continue that. Kuspuk School District in my region has some of the oldest schools within our region. Other programs that are benefit the kids that are from our rural areas need to be funded, like vocational education, which is not funded. Those what I would be focusing on.
What are your thoughts on the proposed Donlin Gold Mine?
The Donlin Gold project, you know, I've worked for them for 8-9 years. I left them back in 2018, so I'm with them and from 2010 till 2018 as a community and public relations. It's traveling to villages and explaining what the proposed project is about and what the plan is for the project to our villages throughout everywhere within the YK Delta, Chulista, AVCP region. At the time, I was on the tribal council. Our tribal council, you know, passed a resolution in support of the project back in the earlier days, but rescinded that resolution in support of and, you know, went to neutral with that. And much of that decision was because of the barging coming through the river. I feel it's going to greatly impact our region and our activities that we do in and around our villages, you know, along the river. I feel that it's going to impact us a lot. And for 30 plus years, that's a great impact. So I don't think people know the amount of impact that would cause our residents and our subsistence activities in the region.
What role do you believe the state should play in assisting communities severely impacted by last October's storms?
Coordination. The state should be involved. There should be coordination within the state. A lot of time, I mean, what happened this last fall is, you know, working for the Housing Authority, being a Board of Commissioner, is the Housing Authority had little or nothing. I mean, wasn't in charge of anything. Just had to work with a nonprofit to get things done within Kipnuk and Quiginluc. The feds came in with a lot of money and put money into, didn't know where to put the money to and who's in charge of what. Even the National Guard came in. So there was a lot of which our department saw within the housing authority is who's coordinating what in what village and what project in that village. So you had the National Guard, you had ABCP Inc., you know, having a lot of the FEMA dollars moving ahead, you know, flow through to get things done, but there was no leadership and coordination with how you address those kind of issues to get these communities, you know, rebuilt. So coordination, I believe there's lack of coordination within the federal side, but the state just had some dollars put into their office too, and they were flow through with assistance, right? Assistance money. And I believe the state should be in charge of that, have a department in charge of that to coordinate efforts in whatever communities for these kind of efforts moving forward, because we're not going to be done with Kipnuk and Quigg. Which village is next, like up north, you know, flooding up those communities, like Kotzebue, Kivalina, those close to the ocean, which a lot of our villages are very close to the ocean, Hooper Bay, Chivac, you know, very large communities. Are we ready for them moving ahead?
That was Wayne Morgan of Aniak speaking with me, KYUK's Evan Erickson, about his campaign to represent Senate District S in the Alaska Legislature. Find a longer version of this interview covering additional topics at kyuk.org. Recent controversy over the Primary Research Institute for Alaska Native Languages caught the ear of state lawmakers last week. Linguists across the state say the Alaska Native Language Center is being starved of funding and that its mission is at risk. But administrators at the University of Alaska Fairbanks, which houses the institute, say that's not true and that it's actually growing. As Shelby Herbert reports for the Alaska Desk, that dispute was the focus of a hearing at the state capitol last Wednesday.
Hene Lance Twitchell is a linguistics professor at the University of Alaska Southeast. He stood before members of the Senate Education Committee to speak about the state's responsibility to correct its past erasure of Alaska Native languages.
We have story after story of elders who were beaten and abused and neglected, had chemicals put in their mouths. We had teachers who wrote books about doing stuff just like this to keep them from talking.
A few of those languages survived. Some were scattered and remain incomplete. But Twitchell told state lawmakers that there's a new threat. The deprioritization of research and faculty retention at the Alaska Native Language Center, or ANLC. The state created the center over 50 years ago to preserve and study Alaska Native languages at the University of Alaska Fairbanks. But it's gone through a period of change, leaving some faculty and university administrators at odds. The center partially operates on state funding, and Alaska lawmakers requested the hearing after a recent public controversy surrounding the institution. In recent years, the center was rehoused in UAF's College of Indigenous Studies. Among the many changes since then, the center's publishing capabilities moved to a consortium based in Colorado. Gary Holton is a University of Hawaii linguistics professor with ties to the center. He'd been working with an Alaska Native community to publish a dictionary of their language when he learned the center's press had left the state.
Where we would have no dedicated editorial support, and the ANLC editor position was being terminated so that we would have nobody to work with on the editing. So this particular incident really drove home the fact that we are really losing something.
Holton wrote an op-ed in the Anchorage Daily News in protest of what he views as the quiet closure of the center. And it blew up, along with coverage from UAF's student-run paper, The Sun Star. Statewide, national, and even international letters of support for ANLC poured in. Tisha Simmons is the dean of UAF's College of Indigenous Studies. She told lawmakers at the Senate Education Committee hearing that they're not eliminating research, courses, or publications. In fact, she said, they're trying to expand the program in a more accessible, community-oriented direction.
And there are so many people that really want to have access to language learning opportunities, and so we're looking at offering more workshops at no cost. We've been hearing the most requested one is, I want to be able to introduce myself in my language.
Many senior faculty say they can't remember a time when the center wasn't community-oriented, but they say they're seeing gradual structural change that removes their autonomy and research capacity. The center hasn't had a director in years. That's because of a couple of failed hiring searches, according to administrators. Then there's staffing. Senior faculty members told state lawmakers that some have received letters of non-retention. In interviews, others said they're being assigned classes that take away from their research capacity, and they're being asked to write grants to fund their own positions. The university also began hiring other faculty members without advanced degrees, in the interest of inclusivity, according to testimony from university administrators. Alaska Native Language Archive Director Anna Berge takes issue with that.
It devalues the work of the faculty here, and it's not fair to the students. If I want to send my daughter to a university and I find out that all her teachers are going to be barely more knowledgeable than she is, I'm not paying $17,000 a year or whatever it is.
But UAF administrators testified that because of the College of Indigenous Studies stewardship, the center's student enrollment is up and its budget has doubled, even during times of financial strain throughout the University of Alaska system. But the Language Center's outgoing department chair, Samuel Alexander, told committee members that the university's priorities are short-sighted and that its focus on training up new students rather than investing in research could doom endangered languages.
Why am I not teaching people who are going to become teachers of the language? We need that new linguistic research. We need to document things like this. How do we talk about death? How do we talk about birth? How do we admonish somebody? How do we praise somebody? Where is that language research? We have the capacity to do it, but we need support.
State lawmakers on the Senate's Education Committee reaffirm their commitment to the center's mission to restore and preserve Alaska Native languages, and even offered to seek out avenues of additional support. Here's Senator Luke E. Tobin, who chairs the committee.
It is my intent to continue working with all stakeholder groups to reimagine the authorizing legislation and to ensure that the resources are stable, predictable, and provide the support that you desperately need.
In Fairbanks, a few dozen protesters packed into the university's student union the same day as the hearing, singing and chanting in Minto, Wichin, Inupiaq, Dinaka, and Lower Tanana. The signs in their hands read, "Save ANLC," and "Language is life." They say that's where they'll be every Wednesday afternoon, squeezing in between classes until they see meaningful support for the center. Reporting in Fairbanks, I'm Shelby Herbert.
This is KYUK News. I'm Evan Erickson. Koyana for listening. Please share your news tips, comments, or suggestions. You can email us at news@kyuk.org or message us on Facebook. And stay tuned for Yoktun Ganumche. Coming up.